Actually, you know, Tom Bears is here.
TV?
No, because he got sent here afterwards.
On a cultural mission?
Yeah.
Oh!
What are you playing me for? I'm playing Paris.
Okay.
Seriously,
do I know that Paris is her enemy? Is that true?
Is that an enemy?
No.
Old foodies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Old flame.
Cool.
Yeah, 68 in here.
Is it really?
I just moved it up to 70.
That's crazy, man.
So he's all happy to see you guys.
They're his cousins.
They got you later. You know.
Where love gets your way.
Especially parts of
the No, it's very cold, that's true.
Oh, it's excellent planet.
It's a more of an ice planet.
Woohoo! Ice planet.
I pat around in the snow.
Like hot?
Well, not that bad. More tundra-like.
Well, I'm already wearing my cold weather gear after the first day on the bridge.
Just don't wear underwear when you put on your uniform. It'll be okay.
Right, let's
Underwear detracts from the ability of the uniform.
Exactly. Like
filters.
That means
some fancy
lights.
So,
yeah, even if like cold weather.
Yeah, a strong suggestion for you. This is your house? Probably have a sweater somewhere about it.
That's probably true.
Just a thought.
I actually don't think I have
any. Oh, he's not role-playing. He didn't say.
It's so hot in here, I'm thinking about taking off this jacket.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, that is hot. I already took off 2 layers. Damn hot in here.
Yeah, I'm taking off this jacket. How hot it is, man.
Ooh.
Just do this again. I put the shirt up and you see my belly.
Oh. Yeah, I saw your belly when you did this.
What was it like?
You want to see it again?
I thought it was snow.
That was pretty sweet.
Hold on, he's fastening his belt. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take off.
Distract him while he accomplishes this, please. Let him zip up, too.
He's doing it to me.
Okay, we killed the Klingons.
No, they're not there yet.
Oh, okay. They're coming up.
Yep.
Okay.
So, Paris gives you a tour of the little facility.
Oh, yeah. Over there.
Hey, Paris.
She's going softly, I think. What the?
For now.
I have a strange feeling that he'll be thrown in prison, too.
Strange.
Probably for punching out young recruits. Or uppity.
So Captain Kinexa, who's that?
The head of
the science officer.
Okay.
The officious guy.
So he outranks us all.
Yep.
The officious guy? He's the guy that's making us send all the reports. And stuff.
That's the Starbase commander.
Oh. He won all these.
Mark was it a form?
So that's what you guys. He would assign people to actually look for these things.
Before. Okay, but so now he shows us all the work, so we can start going over it.
Yeah, so he shows you all the work, reluctantly. He obviously doesn't like Ollie. Obviously inferior race.
Which ones?
You're all inferior.
What race is he?
He's a Centurion.
Oh, okay. He's a local boy?
Yep.
So he has illogical racist beliefs, just say.
That's why
everyone in the Federation does. It's part of being the Federation.
He's from the hillbilly goddamn planet.
He gets more inferior. My name is hillbilly slack on Yoko. Yeah, maybe. You're definitely the master race.
You better stop kicking or grinning, because I can't concentrate enough while you're talking.
Don't you want straw?
I wouldn't mind contributing grain if they weren't actually eating shit.
What do I get for my 12 row? Nothing?
Same thing I got.
Same thing.
Alright, let's check to see how much documentation gathering they've done while we were on.
So they got a little bit done. Okay. I mean, you only can find like 2 people to it, and there's a lot of returns.
Okay.
We'll
give that to the rest of our guy to start with, and we'll start digging around for the rest of it.
Okay.
So let's see. The entire ship down. You have everyone scouring the rest.
Kind of all actually work with the professor guy, because. I don't know how much espionage he has.
Alright. These hillbillies are inefficient at searching documents.
Yeah, I know.
No, good agent.
So the rest of you. You need to make computer research roll.
Okay.
Well, let's do that first.
Logic?
Perception.
Right on. Is that added to the end?
No.
It's
more dice. Okay. Basically, it's only added to the end if you're not using a skill.
Look at it.
I got
to redo
them. Yeah, me too.
You know what you guys
have
without
mine.
So this one's
looking for 10. So you have
2 14s.
2 14s. 7. 5. 11.
Okay.
I'm working with
the
professor, so I assume I don't make that
roll.
Nope. Not yet.
Hey, let me know if any of the guards start, like, lifting stuff or carrying things around.
All right, I'll shoot them. We're going to do that? I guess you're stunned.
So medical science, genetics. Oh, actually,
we can't shoot them now because we're in enemy territory.
It's life science.
And we get them back to the ship, and all the danger's over. Then we shoot them.
I like the better recommend.
Life science, what?
Genetics.
How about biology?
You can make the life science rule.
This is for everyone looking at the records.
Yep.
So logic or perception or neither.
It is logic.
So just life science. You don't have it.
If you don't have it, you can still roll. Hopefully that's better. Well.
You're failing me.
I got a 6.
I got a 6.
I got a... No, I got a 6. All of it. 11.
Oh, I've never seen any of this stuff, but...
But I remember from my high school biology class.
There's a pattern of genetic DNA strands a little odd.
Years ago, I think I saw it in a magazine.
There's a fifth type of protein.
Kind of like porn. He reads it from the articles.
We
didn't get hit. Okay.
No,
he
does.
Big
Sally, she does it in the
trough. Culture, Federation. Specialized in the 21st century.
How about culture human?
Culture human, you can roll with a -1.
Should I have culture Federation automatically?
Yeah.
No.
Logic or perception?
Culture Vulcan, culture Betazoid.
Roll with a -1.
Tell it.
You can also roll with a -1 because you're Corey.
Tell me what race is Corey.
Voltons are -1. Maybe this one's be -2.
Not a Corey.
I know.
Yeah,
all
of them.
6.
12.
I'm also going to look for 10.
I'm just looking for 10.
3.
Alright, so
12. Sorry,
13. 13, okay.
He cares about humans.
History Federation, specialized in 23rd century.
Sometimes I itch my eye with my gun.
So 23rd century is when?
That's
POS.
Logic?
Okay, so that's a century ago, basically.
Yeah.
Logic again, Kev?
History select?
This one.
Okay.
I got 4. Yeah, you go pretty well there. For a medical.
7.
4.
Alright, a 1 in 6 chance to get better than a 7.
Big. Imagine that.
12.
There was no 1 in 6. Okay, there's 6 of us.
Yeah, but I haven't been rolling.
Tell me what the next roll is. You're messing up our odds, Dave.
Yeah, you've done fine.
We didn't make the culture roll.
You know, I'm not rolling any while. I'm not helping you guys.
Federation.
Yeah, we did.
Did we? You got a 12 or something?
Yeah, but the more people make it, the better. The more information you get.
Well, it's just we have a 1 in 6 chance, and there's 6 of us, so everyone has to roll first to make every roll.
Yeah, but you get more information if more people make it.
Yeah.
See?
I really don't. Yeah, a bunch of people made the research roll.
Yeah.
So you're up on the ship.
Oh, I want to make more rolls, so that's fine.
And
the old guy in the shipyard.
You know, he's getting information from below and stuff, and, you know, every once in a while he asks, you know, the guard to go get a sandwich from the little guy.
And the guard said,
oh, you're back on the ship?
Yeah, we never went down.
There's Stephen the Sith up to him.
Oh, apparently.
The guard, whenever they ask for things, the guard should
go.
I asked him if he wanted to go down.
Actually, he did say he was going to go down. Yeah. Alright, so they're like in another
building. I don't think he needs guards.
Okay, so we're in another building. So,
yeah.
Okay, with the guards.
So, you know, everyone's one of you with the, you know, something to eat or drink or, you know, bring.
And the guard says, replicator, replicate me a blank.
But he's actually have to go somewhere.
No, I'll go get him stuff.
Okay.
And I remain, because then I look at the guard. Try and glare at them like they...
They poke you.
Try it.
That's good.
They take out a squirt gun and shoot you.
The water on you.
I pee on their legs.
Probably over there, many people.
Okay,
so...
Cool. Those take like 3 weeks to go through all the
day. Oh my god! No wonder this took 2.5 years! So what am I doing with the old guy? Does he let me in into his plan, or is that still too to come?
It is too to come.
Okay. I'll wait. I don't develop my own theory, do I?
No, it's a lifetime genetic school.
Oh, okay.
Give me artifacts. Tell me, deviant
artifacts. Thanks.
Not really.
Okay.
Tell me about Klingon.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to go through for a base. All the traffic and stuff that's in the back, I'm trying to figure out where a base would be on the planet.
Oh, right.
Can we just find any artifacts?
They say, it's raining cats and dogs here.
Aha!
Look up records.
Did you find an alien artifact?
No, I research any artifacts. It's gotta be something. I just know it.
An ancient civilization, more powerful than possibly
imagined. Did we learn anything from our master's realms?
We just got a bunch of information. It's after 3 weeks, and then like another week for him to go through it. He seems pretty dejected, but he couldn't find anything.
He couldn't find anything about to confirm his theory?
Yeah.
Was he looking for a base?
Or? He's actually looking for a base because he thinks the base bug works for him.
Oh, okay. And can I help him look for the base, or...?
Yeah.
We can have the ship continue to scan. 2 points.
Because if he knows genetics, I don't know how much he knows about, you know, looking through things for, you know, where people are hiding bases.
Yeah.
No, I'm just pissed off that I have medical science genetics, but life science genetics, I know nothing.
Oh, so many sixes and all. Wow, that's
the part. Yeah. So medical science biology. Genetics is more doing something with it.
8. Big difference between gene therapy and genetic research.
Okay.
Gene therapy, boring. All this is like 6 people. No interest. Not at all interesting.
You do get a couple of,
Because they did have a base at one point, right? When they were
Yeah. That was a story.
Okay.
But you do have a couple, you know, documents of there being Klingons up in the mountain after...
Even after the base, right.
Even after the base was destroyed.
They might still be here. I think the whole planet's a base. It's like the Death Star.
It's underground.
The planet's alive. I think they have a massive underground base. Pellucidar.
Pellucidar?
Yeah, whatever. I think it's too big to be a space station.
I predict that we'll end up fighting small soldiers.
Perhaps.
That's no good.
Should I show up?
Okay, so I think they might still have,
you know,
Klingons about.
It's been hundreds of years.
Not hundreds, but it has been a few Klingon generations.
Yeah, Klingons are cheap.
Well, the four years war was a...
Before the first series.
Okay.
But yeah, 100 years.
Well, not that much. Yeah. From now, about...
80
yeah,
four
about
years.
80, about 84 years.
Okay.
I remember 80 years ago, I was
the other side.
Negative.
Last life.
So you get a transmission from Commodore 34.
Okay. Commodore, eh?
He's a
duty one?
Yeah.
He's a Commodore? Wow.
Well, really, he should be an Admiral. They're not Commodore.
Wow.
But he says,
Admiral.
You know, you guys have been lounging around on Exonar for 4 weeks, you know.
We just got here.
You've
actually been there 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
we've been sending him daily reports.
That's true. He says, apparently, you know, you got anything done, so I want you to report over to the base, you know. You know, so I can, you know, berate you personally.
Wow.
Is he a Starfleet?
Can he do that? He can.
But you can also say no. Security of the Federation is every.
Yeah, you could try to invoke that clause.
Go wrong. If they screw you over...
Perhaps to the Starfleet regulation or something.
There's no possible way we could move these 30 guys to this planet that they moved to 30 years ago.
Because we actually got the signed permission by the other Starbase, right?
It's true.
Who was that?
Admiral?
Yeah,
another Admiral.
And we can't ask the old guy what might be endangering the Federation, so...
Yeah, because that would destroy the plot.
You can invoke a couple, you know, minor clauses.
Okay.
Probably give you another week.
Okay.
So you do that just to be spiteful?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it's a more good comment.
First, you
can
do this.
Coop, I tell you about what records I found about, you know, there may be, you know, a base or a Klingon still in the hills or something.
Maybe we can figure something out. Extra time.
We can do it.
We
use stiff that we don't clean.
That's what we do.
Who authorizes these stems?
You do.
No, I don't. Come on. No. Come on. No.
I'm trying to persuade him. Come on.
That's too persuasive. Come on.
What's your persuasion? Let's see if you end up in the brig for being an addict.
I'm good at persuasion.
I look at, what's his physical say? Is he like addicted to stem?
Yeah, look at.
No, he's fine.
Come on.
Yeah, sure he is.
We need the week. Come on. Yeah, let's do it. Come on.
You know, we're just going to sleep all the way back to the start.
The feeling he pours into Kimono is really pretty good.
Well, I can leave you guys here to do research and go get chewed out and come back.
Well, yeah, but we still need to do research.
You could go ask my department head. Just tell
well,
them
after a week. Let's
just
find
tell
out
them
the old guy's doing. How the old guy's doing.
Self-destructive chemicals in your body.
Only for a week.
Can't we have Sensor Boy?
This is just like using
the engine for Klingons in the hills.
Get it? Use the engine.
You should.
9.2. 9.2.
Not even in a week.
Well,
he's
back.
The scene where the other crew members hit up the doctor for drugs
so,
is very, very on Star Trek, just for the record.
Very, very TOS.
Okay, so we
was only out
of character
if the doctor refused.
What?
It's only out of character if the doctor refused.
You know, if Wu takes off his shirt and starts trying to fence you, give him the drugs.
Mr. Boy, I heard.
Can you
say yeah, and then Kevin said, no, you didn't find anything in a week, so we said you saw.
I didn't find anything in a week?
What, what are you babbling about?
You were sensor scanning the hills for a week.
Huge cat.
This? She's not huge. She's just glandularly shallow.
She's just big bone.
We
need to find her some new diet food. The diet food we've been getting since we've really moved this direction clearly not working.
No.
Hi, Cobweb. Well, we were getting her iron diet for a long time, but she had like a science diet before.
Yeah, it's a science for a baby. Light cat.
I know there's too many people here.
Come on.
Yeah.
No. Whoa. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh.
Could break an arm that way.
That cat's not that fat.
Yes, she is. Ashley, that cat. I claim she's obese. Kimberly just says fat.
Yeah, okay. I see the difference.
Explain it to me.
There's three letters against an F.
I think if she was obese, I would have to use both arms to pick her up. Well, it's bad. I can use one arm. It just hurts.
So this is like a wuss test, really.
As long as you keep moving, you know, more or less, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Her belly's not dragging on the ground.
But it's kind of funny. But what did you do?
Well, the food is shaved out all the time.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, some kids come up to you.
Some kids? What?
Yeah.
Local kids?
Local kids.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
They're all different.
Different,
too.
Everybody's
I'm not different. You're different.
Everybody's different in a special way.
One of these kids is not like the others. You have a point to open this.
Claim to be Peruvian.
Have you ever heard about the special pork screw that lives on pigs?
You mean
the tail?
That's giving you a tail. That'll go around.
I'm
actually
a pig, right?
Do I have a tail? I want a tail.
You don't want a tail?
I want a tail.
Are you okay? You did have a tail.
Woo! That's good thing.
I thought one of the cats
had
a tail and the other didn't.
I don't know.
I was trying to get stamps from the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to persuade him, too.
Come on!
Look at the coordination.
I
he prayed you forgot.
What's the reaction?
One of the Chris kids got to communicate with him.
Ha ha! Ketchup him? Tackle him?
You know, we can just
the other kids
that.
Are in your way.
We can just track that down.
Yeah, I see you too.
He yelled something out.
Huh?
He yelled something out before you.
What?
Something about. Blah blah, but you don't have your communicator together.
No, we're working on that.
The
communicator. The communicator and the universal translator are the same thing.
No, you are so dead.
No. I pull out my phaser and I shoot him.
On set?
Highest setting.
That might hurt your communicator.
That's okay.
Excuse me, sir. There's someone down on the flat trying to communicate, but he's speaking a Telluride. I can't understand it.
No, he's speaking.
He doesn't have a communicator.
There needs to be an episode of Star Trek where, you know, they wouldn't translate shit down and let the captain and first officer last. I can't understand.
Okay, I shoot him.
Alright, so you take out your phaser and try to shoot him?
You can change him.
Huh?
You sure have longer legs than him, even if you are a pig.
Yeah, actually.
Don't worry. Make it athletics run roll.
Shit. Aren't you good at that?
Fatalities,
right? What the hell? The train's not even in here.
Oh.
There's another book.
I'm trying to catch a kid. You can't catch a kid. I got a six. If you want to give him the stims, he'd be able to catch a kid. I know. Come on. We lose the kid. Oh, you suck. He gets away and wanders.
Or other kids.
Who's the kid?
You look like all the other kids. Damn it.
All this
small noses look alike to you?
It's pretty easy, though. We just beam up your communicator.
Yeah. Go on, you say. I just grabbed this stuff.
Well, he's probably part of the resistance, I say.
And I tell Shift to beam up my...
Oh, wow. Meaning
down to me.
My
hope is known for the
nature
of where your...
Why don't they
like
you and me
and where your communicator is?
Yeah. Because we can't get a lock on him. And he's speaking color right.
Actually, I'm using your communicator.
We can understand
him. He didn't
tell you. Think of him. You know, like Federation standard? Language, Federation.
Yeah, I'm a language Federation.
Okay, so he can still speak.
But you don't want to beam that guy to you. You want to beam you to that guy.
Why?
Because maybe he's in a base.
The kid?
He's definitely on
base. You want to beam to some kid?
Sure.
Okay, let's go.
So you tell the shit to beam to his kid. To your
I can't to begin to say
that
the shit
just
beamed them.
To you.
Good.
Woo, good thing. Transport effect is pretty good. Anyway.
I'd say.
So you beam him to
don't
like
quite fit in his little treehouse, which collapses.
Well,
no, you have a little hut. You know, some sort of.
Is it a cushion fort?
Not quite.
Oh my god! We just found out the Katarians were the ones who did that stupid little holographic game that take over the Federation.
Yeah.
Remember the Star Trek, the Next Generation series where they all, like, wore the little visors and it was, like, watching a little game and it controlled all their minds except for, like, Wesley's and some hot chick.
I remember the hot chick.
That was the Katarians trying to take over the Federation. I feel so guilty now.
Okay, so
that'd be a female of the species.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And my nose is only a little funny. Well, that's more my point.
Can we see the female Katarian?
Is there a tail?
No tail!
A tail.
Well, the males have tails.
You are so hot.
secondary sexual characteristic.
Probably primary.
That's not the tail.
It is coming out of his butt.
Sometimes the tail can
you figure it out?
Some weakness. It's not what balance is. I don't understand it. And he uses
so
it to cheat at cards.
So, you beam him to his little whatever clubhouse.
Yeah. Communicator.
And, you know, he says something.
What's he say? I'm there, Phil.
Oh, you know, some kind of...
Oh, shit.
It's okay, lad.
Something like
that. That'd be the thing on.
It's okay, lad. Nothing to worry about. Could we get the little triangle that you stole from my printer?
Finger, don't kill me. Don't take me.
We wouldn't do that. Thank you very much. Why did you take it out of curiosity?
It was tiny.
Oh. Well, I could probably get you something else showing you that isn't... Oh, maybe I can't. Are they still under Prime Directive interdiction?
You can't get him things shiny.
No,
because of the
Prime Directive.
No,
I
I'm sorry.
No, we do have a bunch of people there. You know, they can see the record.
Yeah, the material thing. You can tell them whatever you want,
but we can't give them like a chunk of metal, even if it's not technological.
Oh yeah, you can do that. We'll give them advanced technology.
Okay, what shape shiny thing would you like?
It's like dealing with China. You can import and export toys, but no computers.
What shape shiny thing would you like, lad?
Like that.
Okay, I'll have the transporter replicate something like that, but just a solid chunk of metal, nothing that actually has any technology in it.
Can you please do it, John?
Make it out of plastic.
So I just get a chunk of metal. I get a chunk of metal that looks like a communicator, and I have him printed against it across the back like imitation, so that like it doesn't get sold on black markets as real or anything.
Okay.
Here you go, lad.
Faux.
Faux communicator.
Placebo.
Sorry to scare you.
Good thing you were there. Otherwise,
violence could erupt.
Reckoning.
How do we get out of here?
So woo. Make a intellect perception.
You go ahead and perception.
So we should ask him if he's seen stuff like that before. If he thinks you're gods or something.
Why do you think we're gods?
You beat me? Because you hear that annoying.
Have you ever seen anyone do that before? Anyone with big ridges down their face?
Anyone at all?
I've seen people with big, a person with a big ridge on his face.
Really?
But I've never seen him, well, but he was the Iceman.
The Iceman? Where did you see the Iceman? Why is he called the Iceman?
He was an ice. Up in the hill.
He's in a block of ice? Like a big chunk of ice?
Yeah.
Can you show me where?
I'm not too sure exactly where it is.
I got a fix. I could probably take it to the right.
That would be terrific. I'll get you a second one of those little chunks of metal if you do.
Bigger one.
No, it's going to be the same size. I'll scrub it.
Bigger. Bigger is better. Wider is better.
Yeah,
that's the thing. So I made my...
This one will be extra curvy.
Okay.
For her pleasure.
I think quickly and change my mind capriciously.
Well, you know.
No, you don't.
Since you don't have... Wait, you put your communicator on me, right? Okay. So, when you didn't have a communicator on...
I can see it.
you could tell he wasn't speaking like...
This is great.
He wasn't speaking with language.
Well, not a couple of times.
You spent much of our time in pursuit of gratification, and don't you find it mean?
But I mean, you heard the local language, so...
Something different.
Yeah. Phonetically different.
Oh. Yeah.
A lot of taste in art.
I love this. What that could be?
It kind of sounds like
very German,
I tell you.
What's that language you're speaking there, lad?
Chiginar sounds like
the language of the gods, I think.
Language of the gods.
Hey. What did you learn it from?
Machine, give it to me.
What machine?
Head machine.
Ooh. Can we see that, too? Who gave you that machine?
Yeah, I guess I can take it to it, but it's very dangerous.
No, take it.
I think it killed two of my friends.
Ooh, really? Did they put it on first before it killed them?
Yes.
Ooh.
But when I put it on, it gave me... It allowed me to speak the
language of the gods.
So why'd you speak that instead of your native language now?
Because it sounds cool.
Don't you find it makes it hard for people to understand you?
Oh, the other kids are definitely.
Do you have any different thoughts now since you've done that? I mean, do you want to fly off to the stars or anything?
No.
What you want to do in life?
I don't know, I'm just a kid.
They went to third degree, all of them
kids. I'm I'd love to see the machine and then the Iceman. Or as close as you can get to the Iceman.
Okay, but it's... You are.
Oh, we can deal with that. You won't get trouble, will you?
Right?
Is there anyone you need to tell first?
A week before Koo gets yelled at?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. We'd love to see the machine.
Okay.
So off you kidnap a little kid.
Don't.
I have to go get chewed out now?
No, not yet. I wouldn't go get chewed out while they're looking for the machine and the ice man.
I don't know about that.
That's the chance. I'm not telling anybody.
I'm going to report back while we're on our way there.
We're on our way there.
Okay.
Says they're being attacked by a Klingon ship.
Okay. I've been on the planet, aren't I?
I'm on the ship.
No, you're not.
Oh, yeah,
you're
right. Down
on the
planet.
Damn.
Oh,
we're all down on
the ship.
The ship,
local communication officer calls you. Oh my god, there's a friend of mine at that. What do I do?
Beat me up.
Okay.
Yeah. Grab everyone else.
Okay. So you
but
tell
Shannon
me.
Who aren't in the village.
So, okay. So your exact
be,
order is
all right. Be my command crew. And
you're the command crew.
And,
I don't confuse old kid.
Oh, my God.
Also, the kid for not saying anything.
I expect him saying something on the way. I don't know where this fits in time-wise.
Before, I think.
Just before you actually come in here. So you find yourself in a transporter.
Beam me back down immediately, and then...
Okay.
And you okay.
Right.
The
tell the captain that we're on the way to see a Klingon teaching machine.